I am the white boy at the Martin Luther King Middle. Well, one of two. Kevin, my oldest friend and the biggest dick I know, is the other. But if you had to pick just one, it'd be me. There is a public middle school in Boston that white kids actually go to, the Timelty, but me and Kev lost the lotto to get in there. I begged my parents to put me in a private school instead of King, but they wouldn't budge. They believe in public schools, even when they're mad ghetto. The first day of school starts in an hour. If I had a best outfit, I'd be rocking it, but my closet's a disaster of secondhand pants, free tees, and sale bin sneakers. Kev has an arsenal of stonewashed jeans and silk button-downs. He cops a fresh pair of kicks every couple months, and he's debuting some Air Force Ones today. I'll be carrying a toothbrush and a travel shampoo in my pocket so I can scrub spots off my year-old Filas. Pops is in his pepped-out morning mode. He harmonizes with the folk music blasting from the stereo as he makes me a sandwich consisting of my least favorite cheese, Swiss, and last-ranked veggie, sprouts. He fishes my insulated L.L. Bean bag out of the cupboard. It's got the initials of my extra-white name, David Alexander Greenfeld, stitched into it. "I told you, I'm done with the dag bag," I say.
"How else are you gonna keep the ice pack frozen?" he says.
"Forget the ice pack," I say.
"You want warm yogurt? Do it your way."
I repack my lunch in a brown paper shopping bag, throw some extra gel on the dome, and grab my Walkman. Everyone follows me to the porch. Ma kisses me on my head. My little brother, Benno, shoots me a peace sign. Pop squeezes my shoulder and holds up his hand. I five him, reluctantly. Then I head down the steps, turn left, and walk slowly, waiting for them to go back inside. When they do, I'll turn around and take the scenic route. The thing about my house is that it's on top of a hill. At one end of the hill, there's a park, probably the nicest in the city, called the Arboretum. It's huge, manicured, owned and operated by Harvard U. Pop says it has one of the biggest collections of tree species in the world. You can see the arbs from my attic, endless green spilling into the horizon. But from the opposite side of my attic, you'll see steam rising off the tops of dark towers. Those are the projects at the other end of my block, the Robert Gould Shaw homes. Even though it takes me twice as long to get from my crib to Center Street, where all the stores and my bus stop are, I've been looping past the arbs all summer to avoid the back of the Shaw homes.